Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's Joy of Business Radio Show. I'm your host this week, Melanie Mead. I'm at JCF, and this week we have what I am going to call, for me personally and probably for the Joy of Business team, our secret weapon. We have Leandra Costa, and I really wanted her to come on today because we talk so much about different things. Leandra, that's what I say about you behind your back when you're not listening, is our secret weapon. And we work with a lot of different kinds of people, be it Joy of Business facilitators, people coming in looking for information or requiring, let's say, what we call a service of us. And things don't always go to plan, and you meet different types of people. There's different cultures and attitudes and all these kinds of things. And when I was listening to the intro man was saying, you know, are you bored or dissatisfied at work? And, you know, are things not working for you? And one of the things that I always had growing up was trying to deal with really demanding people. Like, I worked in telesales, and I worked kind of in the local government offices where you had people come in complaining, or I had to deal with solicitors or engineers and when things were going wrong and all these different kinds of things. And I found this is one of the toughest spots in a job was to, I actually have a great story later on, to hit the nail on the head, like with when these people came in, but that they got what was required. I didn't have to give myself up, but I also didn't hate having to deal with these people because usually it just turns into a bit of a storm. So we have Leandra on with us today, who actually, I think you've got a lot of experience in this. So what I want to ask you to do first, because you're on the Joy of Business team now, you've only kind of been on maybe a year or so. So you've had a long history up until then and quite an interesting one. So if you just let us know a little bit about you, because I think when we hear more about what you've done, we actually start to get that you were really, really good at dealing with demanding people.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you for having me here. It's my first radio show and very exciting. So yeah, my background. yes. My background. So I was born in Brazil. I'm from Brazil, and in '99 I moved to London. So in there, I became a massage therapist. And a mobile massage therapist, so visiting hotels and, you know, having contact with a lot of people from around the world, really. When you work in London, you meet all people, sorts of nationalities and cultures. So I think my background with, you know, demanding people or really meeting people comes from there, from, you know, visiting all sorts of cultures and languages and, you know, all sorts of clients. And saying that, I would have quite a few kind of celebrity clients and high profile clients, which then brings a different sort of demand into, you know, the service that I was providing, or even, you know, how to deal with them and kind of knowing a little bit of what they would expect from me, from, you know, at the time massaging and the service that I was providing, really.
Cool. And like there as well, like when you bring up the high profile and celebrity, like they, what I was thinking when you were talking is actually a couple of things. You laugh there. So the ordinary person like me that needs to go get a massage, and we can have a particular type of complaint or, you know, request. And then there's the demands of a celebrity. Like, do you find like there's a big difference?
Yes, because
are they willing to ask for more, or
yes, and they ask for more, and then they expect more. Yeah, so, and it's nothing from, you know, a negative side. It's just the way that their life, it's, you know, the everything that they have around them. So, you know, let's say a celebrity knows that he can choose to have a massage late at night, that, you know, I'll be there and I'll be professional enough not to be asking questions or trying to get, you know, an autograph or a selfie or anything like that. So it's a demand that they have that, you know, energy-wise, very interesting because they have this sort of, you know, I'm here. I am very happy that you're here to provide the service. And but that's my space and it's my time to, you know, just enjoy my own time with my massage. So that's the sort of demand that's like, okay, from my side as a Leandra, as a professional massage therapist, I would come and, you know, treat them as, you know, as I'm meeting you in the street, you know, and say hi yeah. and just be there for them and, you know, give them the massage or, you know, that they would like to have without, you know, really thinking more of it or, you know, expecting anything from them.
Yeah. And did you find it easy? Like, obviously, you might have known who you were going to work with before you went there. Like, was there any time where you could, did you get flustered or anything? Or were you always very, like, composed when you were, like, even just say in the initial meeting or kind of hearing a name or something?
Yeah,
how did you deal with that part?
It was different experiences. So I was a big fan, in a, you know, of the band Pearl Jam. So I massaged the, mm-hmm. the, you know, the lead singer. And when I'd been told I was going to massage him, I was really nervous, you know, just kind of, you know, tapping to the energy of being, you know, younger and loving the band. So, you know, so yeah, I had to compose myself and be like, oh, hi, you know. And treat him as like you're okay and you're like me, but deep inside I was like, oh my god, I'm massaging this guy that, you know, I love his songs and so on. So yeah, that was funny. But you know, many times we were not told who we would massage beforehand, and sometimes we'd be surprised. And yeah, again, you know, just be cool and give them the space that they want. They don't want anyone twitching them, you know, as a kind of, you know, being there cheerleading them, you know, before they have the time that they want to relax, yeah. and have for themselves. Yeah.
It's such a different world. And then as well, like, and this doesn't have to be, so it can be all different types of clients or whatever. Like, say when, like, so your typical person, so everyone requires a service, right? So it could be a massage or, like, you know, a receptionist or, you know, in a business and somebody has a request. And I assume, like, a lot of these people are just not afraid to ask what they're looking for. Like as you were saying, it's their time, you know, and again, it's maybe different kind of hours to suit their schedule, and you're dealing with all different kinds of people. Like, so my question would be kind of, what tools do you use for people when, say, when they're coming to, say, ask you in this instance for a massage, and you know at this stage it's going to be high profile, like you have to be super professional in what you're doing. So they come with their list of demands. Kind of, what tools do you use? And actually, has there ever been a time where the demand hasn't worked for you? Like, how would you deal with, you know, because those requests aren't unreasonable, like those demands that those these high profile people have, but there must be times where, I don't know, it could have been the time or something else, just it just wasn't going to work. Like, how do you deal with that then?
So that was a few times that, you know, what they were expecting or requesting, it was not what the service was providing. And I would just, you know, at the beginning of my career, I massaged. I was there for like 10 years doing that, you know. At the beginning, I would be a little afraid and be like, oh, you know, what can I say to be clear that, you know, what you want, you need to ask, you know, somewhere else. But I was just, I would just cool down and say, listen, what I'm offering is a professional massage and this is what you can have. Yeah. I can leave now and you still have to pay me, or I can give you the massage that I'm here for. And you can pay me, so you have two choices. I leave now, or I still just stay here and massage. And then it just like that energy just would dissipate, and the person would be like, okay, yes, I'll have your massage, and I'm sorry. Even, you know, apologize for whatever the, you know, the idea that he had at the time, you know, or the confusion. Because back again to, you know, different cultures. So some cultures, you know, especially a male client, would have an idea of what massage is. So, you know, even sometimes mm-hmm. I would educate them on like, okay, so what we're offering is this is sort of, you know, deep tissue massage. It goes to work in your muscles and, you know, it's going to relax you and, you know, in a way that we work in, into your nervous system and so on. So, you know, even mm-hmm. on that side, it was interesting because some had an idea of massage could be anything from, you know, tantric massage or whatever. So it was more like an educational, you know, kind of talk before that. So, you see, so that's a type of demand that we had to fulfill on, okay, this is what we have and this is what you can have. And, you know, most of the times there was not problem. It was more just sort of being clear on the communication and what I could, you know, deliver on the expectation that they had. So they were clear that they could have, you know, what I had. I was there for that. It was very interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's like your demand then as well. That's bringing kind of your demand to the table to meet kind of whatever is going on. And it's an honoring of you too. Because I'm fascinated, like you, like with something like that, did you, I would say with as instances of roles or demands that you could not meet or everything, like you kind of had to learn on the go. You know what I mean? Like you very much had to, as you were saying, you were young and you were probably a little bit more nervous at the start. And then like that, you made a demand of yourself.
Yes. Yeah. It was more like, this is my business. No, even though I'm providing a service through a company, this is my business and this is my rules in a way, you know? Because, you know, to massage people on a high profile, you know, you, as a therapist, I studied a lot. I did a lot of courses to get my massage into a level that I could deliver to, you know, people that travel around the world and live, you know, and stay in 5, 6, you know, star hotels and spas and so on. So as for looking at, that's my business, that's what I want to deliver to you. So that's clear on what I am doing. And even though you have a different expectation, then you're not looking for what I'm offering. So you can look for somewhere else. But my time is here and, you know, I'm going to get paid for that. You know, it's more like setting some bars on it. It was very interesting because I kind of built up that muscle of, you know, this is what I do. And, you know, even though there was demands and different demands and expectations, I could then tap into what there was the need for the time and I could then deliver what they, you know, they wanted and expected.
Yeah. So over time, like rather than shying away from it, you became far more confident in your ability to handle these people. And what I get to, and this is the one thing I know about you just from working with you, is like you're very good at, and like clearly you have a lot of experience at it too, as taking people where they're at right now. Like you seem to be able to read people really well. And, you know, we all have different days. Like some days we might be in better moods than others, let's say, or maybe a little tired or cranky another day, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing occurs. So, like, you've obviously developed a muscle at looking at what is and then kind of creating from there. So we're heading to an ad break. So after the ad break, I'd actually love to hear more about that side of things, like that experience and what you kind of bring to the table after having that learning curve, let's say. So we'll talk after the break.
Mm-hmm. No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOMFM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOMFM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to part two of this week's Joy of Business Radio Show. You're with me, Melanie Mead, and this week I have the Joy of Business secret weapon, Leandra Costa, and we are talking about dealing with demanding people. And one of the other things that kind of came up in the first part of the show too is also making those demands of yourself, because with the nature of the job being, you know, a massage therapist that we were talking about before, like, you know, there were situations that you might have found yourself in that you really had to, you know, handle and be extremely professional. Like, this is your job and this is what you wanted to create. And what I was saying before the break is, like, you must have developed this muscle of really getting to know people, like, you know, like instinctively when you see them, and how to deal with them and kind of where they were at. And like, that's the one thing that I find that is a huge skill that you have that I find when I'm working with you, because we have times where maybe things are going to plan, they're not going to plan, or maybe somebody has the wrong end of the stick and needs more information. And it's to get that clarity. But it's also that everyone talks in a different fashion. We all have different ways of communication, but we also have very different expectations. So like, I'd love to know, like, you know, when you were dealing with people then and you're dealing with people now, like, what do you look at? Like, you know, how do you get a feel for where someone's at? So, because the one thing I find about you is like, if somebody's kind of, let's say, cranky or just having a bad day or they're kind of super busy, like, you don't seem to take anything personally.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I think it's, I developed this sort of skill with time, really, because at the beginning, when I start massaging, I was like, you know, trying to make the person feel better and trying to do the best, you know, give the best massage and the best time, and, you know, being overzealous of the person. And with time, I could realize that sometimes people just wanted the space, either be there and talk, not even really wanting to be massaged, but having someone to talk. You know, some of those people, they travel so much, you know, year round and have their families back home and so on. Or sometimes I just wanted the space to be in silence and, you know, have, you know, their own space to sleep, but having someone there with them. So I think was over time, really, even being in the other person's space without really expecting much or just being there for them. Because what I learned with massage, that some people, they're in need of having someone there for them, to have their back in a way, you know, even if it's for, you know, paying someone to be there for the hour and being in their presence and, you know, being with their body and so on. So yeah, I think that skill of kind of reading what the person, you know, what needs or requires for the time was more being there in, you know, over years and massaging people and, you know, being there for them.
Mm-hmm. And like, this would have been before, we'd say, like, you learned that, you know, the bars and access consciousness and maybe came on with Joy of Business or whatever. But like, what kind of tips would you have for people, say, when they come face to face with any person? It doesn't have to be a cranky person, but just, you know, you're going to meet a client or you're going to, you know, you want to deal with someone. Like, what are the kind of questions you would ask, or what are the key things you would look for? And then from there, you'd obviously get more information on, you know, as you were saying, like the space that, you know, would contribute to the person, you know, but whether it be at the actual physical massage or just that, like, as I said, like, you can just, one of the great skills you have is you can just meet where people are at and you don't take it personally. And that mm-hmm. actually is a huge gift, because if somebody's cranky, and it could mm-hmm. be something else, could have been something that happened 2 minutes ago, they're allowed just to be, they're not sniping at you, but they could maybe just be short or just go, that doesn't work. But it's yeah. got nothing to do with you, and it has everything to do with, and when you can be that for someone, you find that that crankiness goes away really quick. You know what I mean? Like, they can't really hold on to it. Whereas yeah. if you went to fight it, you just know, like, it's yeah, going to maybe unnecessarily continue. There's going to be more unhappy people in the situation.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, and that's something that Gary Douglas says, and, you know, even before I knew Gary Douglas of Access, he says, you know, if you are interested in people, not trying to be interesting. Mm. So I'm, you know, when I meet someone, I'm interested in them. What, you know, what is their lives, even where they come from, what do they do? So maybe I create this space of, you know, how is it for you, even for, you know, talking with the facilitators enjoy your business, you know, is there anything you require mm-hmm. for your business, or would you like to have this changed for you on the website? Just be interested in what the person requires, you know, in their life, yeah. even not from me, but, you know, in general. So I think that creates yeah. a space of like, okay, someone is here for me, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and it brings them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it brings an element of ease to everything. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of, you know what you can provide with them, be it on a business level or just even, like, energetically. And yeah. then it's like this caring that you are for them. And like you were saying earlier, you know, when you first started massage therapy, you know, you were kind of enthusiastic and overzealous and all that kind of stuff. And, like, a lot of people want to care from that place. You know what I mean? They want to be helpful. Yeah. You know, I call it almost like being like a mom. You know, that kind of way, where you kind yeah. of almost want to do too much. But it's a certain calmness that you bring to it. And then yeah. as you try to kind of figure out what the person's looking for, or, you know, what they require or whatever, it's very, I don't want to say clinical, but it's you kind of go, oh, so that's not working. Maybe we'll try this. Like, it's really simple. The way you do it is just so simple.
Yes. Yeah. I would say, yeah, it's just like being there, really. And, you know, more yeah. and more I get the awareness of the, you know, the energy behind it. So, you know, because sometimes people come and start to ask the same question and I give an answer. And then there's another question, mm-hmm. but it's the same question on from the answer. So I start to kind of trying to tap into what is the missing link here, because this person really is missing some information, which happens with me if I'm looking for something else, you know, with especially inside projects with Access. It's just like really yeah. being in the space and then starts to ask questions to the person, you know, is there anything else that you require from here, or even, you know, going around the same question that the person had and trying to, you know, then meet the demand that they have initially from yeah. that question. It's more, yeah, it's kind of a dance, you know, going through, you know,
yeah.
how can I then answer or provide what this person is, it needs or requires or expects.
Yeah, because I find too as well, like, a lot of us are quite specialized in what we do, and we're specialized probably for a reason, because that's what we're good at. So either trying to explain or give information to someone that they just require the information from you, they don't need the whole full technical picture. You know what I mean? It's finding that way to communicate with all the different types of people that have, they might be looking for the same thing, but with a different set of requirements. So somebody within the team might know the system, but somebody that's not in the team won't know the system, but they might only need a tiny portion of it rather than having to learn the whole system. So you're constantly in question with what's going on, with, you know, where people are at or whatever. And then kind of being that demand too, where, you know, that you don't have to kind of bend, fold, you know, staple and mutilate yourself to get the information that you require. So it's just this whole different level of clarity. And the other thing I want, because this is a very interesting side to your business too, so you brought up massage therapy.
Yeah.
You brought up that sometimes clients might have different expectations, right? So yeah. I would consider this an extremely confident and competent woman when you say that you used to travel with your job. So you actually had to really trust the people you were traveling with too. So this is a whole different level of demand for yeah. you as well. So, like, what was that like?
It was, for me, it was completely normal. You know, I would massage a client once or twice, three times. And then after that, they would say, they would be in London. And after that, they'll say, you know, could you come to, you know, my country and massage myself and my wife, for instance? you know, and I always had, yes, I could, you know, I never had a doubt or, you know, but I think that came with being with the person a few times and kind of being their world and what their demand of themselves and what they create in their lives, even though I didn't know them. You know, most of the time I would not know what my clients did as business, but I would not know the reality that they created for them being a 5-star hotel, you know, paying for, you know, a very good massage, having the services that they're having. So in my world, I would say, okay, I'm coming because I like this energy. I like being here and I like treating you as a client. And so oftentimes, you know, I was brought to Cairo, I was brought to Beirut, I was brought to Pakistan, and, you know, staying on 5-star hotels and being there for those clients because that's what they do. They travel around and they liked my massage. They wanted me to be there for this, you know, period of time. And, you know, everything and most of the times it was really pleasant. I was treated like, you know, a princess, let's say, you know, especially on those couches. You know, I had my driver. I was brought to 5-star hotels and, you know, and I was there massaging them for a few hours a day. So for me, it was like, yes, please, universe. I love this, you know, lifestyle. And how can I get more of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you said, like, most of the time it went well. Like, I'm not picturing, like, horrific moments, but, like, in the, let's say, trickier moments or when something didn't go to plan, like, how do you deal with those things?
Because with, you know, some sort of those clients that they would, let's say, ask for extra work, extra, yeah? Let's say in the world of massage.
Yeah,
because I worked, I knew that I was in a safe environment. Let's say I was in a hotel and if something really happened and someone tried, you know, to pass the red line over, I know I could, you know, leave the hotel room, I could perhaps call concierge, and I know someone knew that I was in that hotel. So, you know,
yeah,
there was very little times that I said, oh, this can get, you know, a little bit too much. I never had that experience. It was more like, again, going back to being myself and say, you know, whatever you are asking and insisting is not going to happen. So I can leave now. And or you can still have your massage, but, you know, be aware that this is the massage and this is the service I'm providing. Just being firm, you know, and then the person will be like, okay, yeah, that's clear for me. So I never had.
And also being.
That's the break coming up.
Also being aware.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll go to the next ad break and we'll catch more stories on the inside.
Yes.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job fun, play, joy, fun? Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. So then this part is part 3. I have to count for myself because I'm pretty sure, Leandra, we could talk for hours.
Yeah.
Hours and hours.
Fun.
But even just before the break there, like you were talking about your job and traveling and the type of clients. And then let's say when they were crossing a line or where there was a different kind of demand, like that's a different kind of world for me. Like I know people have different, instances or circumstances with people where they cross all different kinds of lines. And when you were talking, it's slightly probably less boring, but more on like what I find it too is there's a, in a good way, there's a directness, there's a clarity. And I remember like years ago, I was, when I was in my last job, I worked in a local government law office, and there's always something going on. Somebody wasn't happy about something or people would complain. But the law department was actually like a locked office. You couldn't just walk down and come into reception all the time. You had to request entry because we had things like documents and stuff, you know, and entitled to people's houses and things. So, you know what I mean? We had to mind what we had there and things like that. But I remember one day, we used to always do things like, you know, you couldn't, like lunch breaks had to be staggered and tea breaks because you couldn't be left on your own. But clearly nobody gave a crap one day because Melanie was, I wasn't in the job very long. So I was left there all by myself. And this woman came in, right? And she was looking for to talk to a particular solicitor because she wasn't happy with something that was going on. And she wasn't, our clients would have been the actual people in the building itself. It would have been the department. So she was an outside person. And I had no information. I couldn't really help the woman, which always puts you kind of on the back foot, I find. You're like, you know, kind of knowing, like with you, kind of knowing your do's and don'ts and what you can and can't do, it makes it really super clear. For me, it was just blurred lines everywhere. Because in one sense, I would have known that probably with some people, what was going on for them was unnecessary. But she said, I'm going to wait for this woman to come back. And I was like, fine, because I couldn't really do anything about it or whatever. And she thought I was hiding the woman, like, you know, protecting her in her office or whatever. So anyway, she got really angry. She was waiting too long. And she actually kind of ran at me in the office. And it was like the weirdest experience ever. Yeah, yeah. And I remember she's like, I'm taking this to the manager. And I said, no problem. Like, what are you meant to do? So I let her go upstairs. She went to the manager and all this kind of stuff. And what kind of ensued, so the woman, the solicitor found out that the woman was there and all this kind of stuff. But a couple of months later, I had to go through a file to figure something out. And I saw a letter come down from the manager's office asking what had happened that day. And I saw the solicitor's response. And the solicitor actually hung me out to dry. It was unbelievable what actually had occurred. And so what happened was the solicitor actually knew the woman was with me, ran, locked herself in her office and hid. Yeah, all this weird stuff. But like, she was really not willing to deal with this woman, and she was willing for me to be abused, and I couldn't help her. I had no guidelines. I had nothing. And I was like, I didn't lose the cool with her. I didn't, you know, some people, Leandra, find themselves in jobs and situations where even when you should stand up for yourself, it might cost you your job or get, and I remember the end of the letter was, that clerical officer will receive customer service training. Now, to be honest, my initial reaction was fuck you. Because, like, that woman, like, they had all these weird rules in place that you couldn't be gone from the office for this amount of time or, you know, you couldn't be. They had all these weird rules. She broke them all. She basically hid behind her desk and waited for the woman to leave and was happy for all this horribleness to ensue and for it to go right to the top so she wouldn't have to deal with her. And what I'm kind of, what I'm getting to here is, like, there's times you can be super direct and, like, you were really clear, you know, with your do's and don'ts in your business, and you were able to communicate, you know, that to them. And then kind of that situation that I found myself in, it's a little bit different. It was kind of, I didn't have you know, a lot of the, and I knew myself that I was going to be, you know, like I was made a scapegoat in the whole thing, which was hilarious. Like, if you found yourself in a situation like that, what would you do? Because I know a lot of people go to work and they're regularly in their day jobs. Just,
yeah.
They're made the scapegoat or the excuse. Like, everyone's always looking for a way out. So how would you deal with that?
That's a very good question. I never thought of that. I think I'm more type of dealing with the situation when the time comes. So
yeah.
If I would find myself in that situation, perhaps I would have said, what is going on here? And I would then start to ask to have people around me. Because, you know, it's a different situation when you are massage one-to-one. But when you are in the office and but perhaps you said there was no one there, only you and this lady. It's just asking questions, really. You know, what's going on? What do you need? How can I help you? Shall we call someone else? Just giving, you know, more options for this person to kind of, because certainly she was in this sort of, you know, crazy energy, you know, very,
sure was.
Yeah. So, you know, how can you bring the intense energy of that moment, you know, with questions and, you know, shall we ask for help? Shall we go somewhere else? And then the person perhaps would say, okay, I'm being assisted here because, you know, she was expecting something and she hadn't had an answer for that. So obviously she got you there and, you know, and saw that she could take things from you. Yeah. But I think,
I think everyone was hiding that day.
Yeah. It's like, you know, and perhaps she knew that she could, you know, have the awareness of why is everyone hiding? So I have you here, but maybe if I was there, I would start to ask questions because, I haven't said that, but I started working when I was 12 and my father in Brazil, back in Brazil, that, and my father had a bar in a very, very simple, you know, neighborhood. And that also, I grew up learning how to deal with all sorts of different demands from a very simple background person. And, you know, when you live in poverty and stuff so on, you tend to see more people, more angry people, more angry people. And, you know, I kind of learned that if you meet an angry person, you either give them space to talk. Sometimes you just need to talk and put it out. Or you kind of, you know, you start to get people around you. And perhaps because I started working when I was, a pre-teenager, I always had this thing of, okay, so, you know, can I ask someone else to come here? Or can I ask this question for this person? Because even if there was a person going to buy, you know, a can of Coke, and he had something in their world, they wanted to put it out, they could put it out there because I was there serving them and so on. So, yeah, it's just like being on the space and see, you know, quickly how can I, you know, provide something that this person needs. I would say that.
Yeah, because, like, there's some people that you'll just never be able to please, let's say. And that's a different kind of demanding person. Like, we've basically gone from celebrities that can ask for anything to, like, with the situation that I had or whatever, just purely unreasonable people. And, like, what I see that you bring to the table is a certain level of calmness that not everyone has, or they just don't have the patience to, say, be dealing with a person. And, like, the nature of our job too, and it's, for me, I think it's an education, and I think it's a very, like, being in question is one of the top, no matter what situations in life you should really function from, because, you know, being a massage therapist, you met people from different countries, different cultures with different expectations. And what I find personally too, different styles of communicating, because I work, you know, with social media and stuff like that. You don't do it, not everyone does it the same way or uses, in the case of social media, the same material and stuff. So you have to be extremely aware of cultures, what's important to them, you know, kind of, you start to learn the do's and don'ts of what to say. Like, I'm sure, you know, being Brazilian, when you speak Portuguese, if people kind of refer to you as Portuguese, it's not correct. It's something similar I have with Ireland, is when people think we're a part of the UK and we're actually not. Yeah. And considering at the moment, with the whole Brexit issue and the impact it'll have on the country, it'd be very unprofessional to assume that I was British. Do you know what I mean? Because not even on a historic level, but also on an economic level, you know what I mean? Like, it can come across as ignorant, let's say. So it's not that we need to know everything about people, but there is that element of where you have to be aware that, yes, everyone's unique, but also when you look at cultures, it brings up quite a different way of looking at things.
I would say so. I think it's, you know, especially when I used to massage, it was, you know, being London and it was a lot of different cultures. So I would say I would then tap into their world and what they were expecting or demanding. I had a very extended list of Muslim clients. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like I can get there with my Brazilianism, be all like, oh, hi, you know, and, you know, you have to be nice and give them the space and, you know, ask them questions. A lot of people would not speak English. So, you know, just be aware of what they mm-hmm. needed for their massage and so on. So it's very interesting. You kind of have to bypass the language, you know, because and kind of be there and say, okay, so even if the person said, I want a deep tissue massage, and they didn't really know that the massage would be kind of deep and could bring a little bit of pain, you know, to really mm-hmm. kind of connect to the person, said, okay, so you want a Swedish massage, which is a lighter massage, so that's what your body prefers, mm-hmm. you know. It is very interesting when you don't have the language for the person to explain, that's what I want and that's what I expect. It's more being there, say, okay, you know, be present and do and massage that person, or, you know, give the reflexology in the way that their body wants it and they want it, you know, but could not tell mm-hmm. me what they wanted. And, you know, give them yeah. their own time, you know, not being there asking mm-hmm. questions. And, you know, it's, yeah, you know, different cultures. It's, I loved it. You know, that's why I worked for so long, you know, like, yeah. you know, it was really funny. If I had like a Japanese clients, they would really get surprised by the table, how I could open the table, and they wanted to have pictures of the table, you know. It's really like, it was really funny, you know. It's like, okay, you know, and, you know, and asking questions in their own way, or, you know, clients from China, they really like strong massage, and they see me, you know, I'm quite tall, and they're like, yes, I, you know, I wanted you, you know, even not knowing me. So, you know, you can get all sorts of really fun moments, you know, when you meet all sorts of cultures and backgrounds, and I love that.
It's like being open to the adventure too, like you're saying, like, yeah. like for example, like as a Chinese liking maybe stronger massages, but like that's something you probably learned, you know, as from experience, but also like I'd be laughing if somebody wanted to take a picture of the massage table. Like, I mean, like you I'm sure it was always full of surprises. You know what I mean?
All like, full of surprises. Yes. You know. I used to play with, you know, you never know who's behind, you know, the door when you're knocking, you know. Like, you know, massaging like the king of Bahrain, for example, you know, it's like, wow. Okay, you know, without even knowing at the time, I didn't know what Bahrain was, or there was a king, you know, those very interesting.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Come here. We're hitting the end of the show nearly. We have one more bit back after this.
Yep.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back. We're in the final stretch of the Joy of Business Radio Show with the Speak with me, Melanie Mead, and Leandra Costa. And actually, it just dawned on me during the ad break, Leandra, we might expose ourselves here a little bit, but we're kind of the two responsible for the Joy of Business Radio Show. We're the ones that round them all off and get them enthusiastic and kind of get them going. And, you know, kind of like I have a particular passion of making sure that, you know, that these tools get out there. And what a better way than to do it on radio, you know, because there's so many of us and there's so many of us that love the tools. I think it's such an awesome place to get to know people and actually, you know, find out more of what's unique about them. And this week with you, because we are both behind the scenes workers, it's been fascinating because, like, I knew a lot of stuff about you, but just like even just following the story, like, because I was on a meeting, I think it was yesterday, with Gary Douglas, and like he was on about people. He was kind of on about kind of creating the future. And he was saying, like, you have to be willing to go on the adventure. He said, like, a predictable life doesn't really create anything greater. And as you're talking, like, you know, you're saying there, like, you massaged the King of Bahrain. And you started to, you didn't even know there was a King of Bahrain. You probably didn't even know who he was. And there's parts of what you did where I would find extremely courageous. There are things I probably wouldn't have had been entirely comfortable with. But as much as you've dealt with demanding people, and in this situation, it would have been high profile clients that can pretty much ask for whatever they want. Or when you were young and you were working in your dad's business, like they were a different set of demands. Like you might have had unhappy people and all these different kind of things. Like it kind of took you on your own adventure. It's like, I'm fascinated. I'm like, oh my God, what have I not done yet? Or what am I making predictable, you know, like making it comfortable and predictable that I don't have? That kind of adventure, like you were saying, knocking on the door and who's going to be behind us. Like, that's a fascinating way to live.
Yeah, and I love it. I just love it. I used to be, you know, the more I would work and, you know, not knowing what was next, the more I would be like, yes, I love this job. And because that's it, really, you know, I'm this kind of person that loves traveling, that loves meeting people and getting to know different cultures and, you know, all sorts of things. So for me, it was kind of my sort of, safe area to be somewhere and someone's like, oh, you know, would like to come to Pakistan for a month and be with my family to massage. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like fun, you know. Meanwhile, you know, getting there, being driven in this really crazy neighborhood. And then, you know, a little bit of doubt would come up and say, Jesus, I can't be kidnapped here. No one knows where I am. But then it would really surpass and say, like, no, that's it. You know, it's amazing. I'm in a different country than I've never been before. And, you know, meeting new people and, you know, we had a deal and deliver and I know and we know how clear this is. And, you know, I always had this sense of everything's going to be all right. I never had, of course, sometimes I would meet, you know, a client in London, it's like, this is a bit weird energy. But most of the times, like, you know, it's going to be fine and it can be fun and that's it. What's next?
And so can I ask you, because this is an interesting thing, because this is where people stop themselves and it clearly didn't stop you. When we come across that weird energy, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you either learned to handle it and you kept going and enjoying it. But people often use that as a stop point. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we go, oh, no, like, let's say it's not safe to travel, or maybe being a masseuse or whatever might, you know, create situations I don't want to be in. But, like your willingness, like, how would I put it? I'm finding it hard to put words to it, but it's like, you just kept going. But like, what was your attitude, I suppose, in those moments where people would hold back, where you actually went in? You know what I mean? Like, you dealt with it. You just went beyond it. Maybe it became irrelevant. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, I would, let's say if someone asked me to go, whatever, you know, traveling with them and a client, and I would mention to a friend, the friend is like, oh, you know, that area is quite dangerous, or, you know, that culture is a bit weird, or I'm like, you know, it's just, I would listen to it. Yeah, they might kidnap you. And I was like, and people say that. And I'm like,
yeah.
It's more like tapping to my no and like, no, I didn't get that, you know. And through time and through meeting so many people and meeting so many demands, then I developed, I would say, this awareness of really know what the people was, the person was asking me. Because always there was a question. You know, the person's asking and there's the energy behind, and somehow I could then, you know, tap into that energy. You know, where it's like, okay, yeah, you know, this is completely legit. You know, this person wants to have a massage, and this person doesn't matter, doesn't mind, you know, paying how much it is, you know, getting my ticket, putting me in a nice hotel, bringing me to the side seating because he likes my service, he likes my person, he likes, you know, my massage. And that was kind of clear most of the time. I never had the.
It sounds like you valued you. It sounds like you valued you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I always valued me. And it always, yeah, it always came to like, oh, yeah, Jesus, I'm a fucking good massage therapist then, you know? This person, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to do that. So it's more like that thing, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'm good. Let's do it. So, yeah, and it was also really fun. And also really, you know, always really fun to go and meet someone. And yeah, I love that. And it's the same with your businesses. You know, it's so many, we work with so many facilitators from around the world and, you know, different cultures and, you know, ways of dealing with things. And I love that as well. You know, just bring me back to what I used to do it and here and being Naxis, you know, people from all around the world. And this really makes me like bubbly. You know, I love that.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
But it's not like that's almost like your demand, like as in, as I was saying, it's so easy to look at demanding either being kind of mean or nasty or kind of having, let's say, high expectations or asking for too much. But then you had clients that were, you know, their demand, like they were actually willing to, let's say, pay over and above an average person, but also have different requests. Things like, I don't know, the times of days or the country that, you know, you were going to do your work in or whatever, like they had different kind of demands. And then your demand too was to be paid and taken care of while you were on those trips as well. And yeah. Your demand also, they were willing to meet that demand. Do you get what I mean? Like, as in, we can look at demand as a negative thing or dealing with complaints and stuff like that. But from talking to you today too, it's kind of like, yeah, you might have had tricky moments or dealt with difficult people or had unusual situations, but your demand for that kind of joy and that adventure of living, you know what I mean, to have those experiences and kind of put yourself in situations that you thrived in, the negative became irrelevant because they either they fizzle away or you can handle them super fast, like they don't get out of hand. So like, if people were to be more demanding, like Leandra Costa, what would you recommend they consider before we finish this big show? If people were to walk away from this show and listening to it being just very demanding, what would you say?
I'll say that being demanding can be very positive because it comes from a truth from your way, your being, your awareness. You know, when you are true to yourself and you demand that for your life, for whatever, whoever you're working for, then you can match that energy. Like, let's say I was in that demand of a really, you know, wealthy person that demanded my presence to be travel to their country and to live in their world. So my demand matched their demand. They're like, I wanted you because you're, you know, a top therapist. And my demand was, I wanted you because, you know, you can provide what I wanted in your country. So even in, you know, basic daily lives, what's my demand with my business? You know, what's my demand with people that work around me? But not coming from my demand and I'm a bitch. You know, it's coming from what can I create here and, you know, how can you then provide me or, you know, give me from that?
Yeah. It's almost like that ask. It's kind of like the energetics of it as well. It's like you're just your sheer willingness to ask for it. And as you said, not like, gimme, gimme, gimme. It's like, this is my demand. This is what I'm asking for. Now, universe, what is out there that matches that? And then you play. Then you figure it out and you learn different things and it opens up a whole different world.
Definitely. It's more like a, you know, it's like a game of having fun and demanding that, and, how would I know that doing 3 months of internship with Start Business Now, part of the Gaggle, and I am Brandon Watt assistant, and I am Megan Hill assistant, and dealing with these people that their demands are quite high as well inside, you know, the company. Yeah. And that's my demand to be in a way in life that I can, you know, reach higher and higher and have more, you know, awareness and access to, you know, amazing things that life can give.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's like, it's kind of bringing it to the table. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the time we spend a lot of life looking for what we can do or be or have something greater. And it's like, it's kind of putting the cart before the horse or something. It's kind of like you're waiting for it to show up in order to have it. But if you be it and be that demand, things will actually like come to you. They'll show up. You'll see them because you're asking the questions. You're taking the actions that are necessary. And it's essentially kind of being all of you, not who you think you should be or what you think you should be doing. And then you start figuring stuff out. Like you start to realize that you might be better at one thing than something else or, you know, to talk to this person or, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it can be inexplicable, but at the same time, I think it's probably a far easier way of creating, is it, Leandra, rather than going into the judgment and comparison game.
Yes. Oh, no, I go in judgment comparison, but quickly I try to get out of it. It's like, no, it doesn't work well. You know, let's just go and ask questions and go to the demand. Yes.
We all do it from time to time.
That's
but let's be more demanding. So thank you, Leandra.
Thank you.
Bye.